WKNR Cleveland.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and where we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. I feel like we've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Nathan Zagura.
The holiday season, and it's winning season for the Cleveland Browns as they have their coup de grace at First Energy Stadium coming up on Sunday as they'll host the hated Baltimore Ravens. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura. It is the Hugh Jackson Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Nathan, good evening, mon frere.
Good evening, Kenneth.
Oh, come on. You're fine. I said a couple of things about Pro Football Focus before the show that Nathan didn't really care for, so now he's in a little bit of a surly mood as we start the show tonight.
That's false.
Is that it, huh?
That's it. That's erroneous.
Are we hosting a show, or are you giving testimony before the Senate? Which one are we going to do here tonight?
I don't know. Net neutrality.
All right, we're moving on, Fred. And it's time to tell you what's trending as we get set for this game against the Ravens. And tell me, first off, give me a quick takeaway or two from Sunday's loss to the Packers.
It was a gut punch. It was terrible.
I've never put him in his shell so quickly. It's incredible.
It was a horrific loss. And it was one of those games you were at First Energy Stadium. The crowd felt it. You felt it up 21-7 in the fourth quarter, and they could not finish. And I'm going to go back to what I said on Monday. If CBD was chronicled in each episode like a TV show had a title, Monday show would have been called Make a Play. Somebody on this team needs to make a play and make it happen for the Cleveland Browns. And so far, nobody did. David Njoku had an opportunity to catch a ball that would have iced the game. He did not catch that ball. Somebody needs to step up and make a play. I thought you saw DeShone Kizer come out, 70% completions, career high. 3 touchdowns, career high. Quarterback rating of 100, career high. The improvement is there. Josh Gordon changes this offense completely. But again, it just wasn't enough. They allowed Brett Hundley in the second half to go 27 of 33 throwing the football. Too much cushion on the outside. Too easy. And unfortunately for the Browns, again, not enough. And what I take away from it is, again, you look at the teams the Browns have played in the last few weeks. The most recognizable star on the defense for the Green Bay Packers, Clay Matthews Jr. When they needed the biggest play of the game, who gave it to them? Clay Matthews Jr. You go to Los Angeles, take on the Chargers. Joey Bosa does that play for them. The Browns need somebody to step up and say, I want to be that guy in that moment and make a play for them to win a game, because it's obviously getting frustrating.
Yeah,
for this team.
It's rough. I understand.
What was your quick takeaway?
Well, honestly, I thought that with the way the fourth quarter went, and this has been indicative of the Browns over the last couple of years, Nathan, is that they're so young. And a lot of these guys are really true greenhorns in a lot of ways, and because of the lack of depth is that you have a lot of guys who are playing for the first and second and third time later on in the season. And there is, I think, maybe a bit of a comfort level from trying to play from behind, and in that the number that is in front of them grows bigger and bigger and bigger. And when you start to focus, it's like the old 38 Special song. When you hold on loosely, you're okay, but when you're clinging too tightly, you're going to lose control over it. And
a golf grip.
I think up 21-7, they were holding on. I think up 21-7 going into the fourth, they were holding on a little bit too strongly. And things got away from them there. I think they started thinking about perfecting their own mistakes instead of just doing what they did in the first three quarters, which was play football. They looked good. In the first three quarters. Young guys making plays. Duke Johnson making plays. DeShone Kizer making plays. The defense stepping up when it needed to. Trying to rush around Brett Hundley. Making plays and doing what comes natural. And it's just a shame where you have to try to block out all the distraction to try to get a win. Because the longer it goes, the more of a distraction that number becomes.
No question. And I think the other thing, it's just so clear that this team, you can play even with somebody on offense and defense, but if this team loses special teams as it did in an egregious fashion against the Packers, they're not going to win any games. You can't give up a fourth down fake punt that continues a drive that leads directly to 7 points. At the end of the game, in the most critical moment, you can't give up a 65-yard punt return. And I don't put the 65-yard punt return on, you know, Chris Tabor. Five guys were around him. Ricardo Lewis missed two tackles on one play. Guys have to make plays. And even going back to the fake punt, Darius Hillary had an opportunity to one-on-one tackle, didn't make the play. So, again, it just comes back to the same thing. But this is a team that needs to find a way to be competent in all three phases at once. They had every opportunity to do it, and they could not get it done against the Packers team. Brett Hundley had not thrown for 250 yards in a single game this year. Does it easily. Career high, three touchdowns. Easy. It's just this defense. When you're giving up the second highest quarterback rating allowed against, you're not going to win many games.
Yeah. How do you get the ball in Josh Gordon's hands without forcing the issue too much?
I think you do have to force the issue on some level. I mean, even going back to the touchdown that he caught on that one, probably the better read was David Njoku, was a little bit more open when the linebacker went to Gordon's side, and Kaiser gave him an opportunity to make a play, and he did. You look at the game, and honestly, six targets for Josh Gordon. He caught three of them for 69 yards and the touchdown. The other three, one was you threw the bomb to him on the right-hand side that probably should have been pass interference at the one-yard line, which should have set up a touchdown, so that's incompletion number one. Mm-hmm. Incompletion number two was the one down the sideline on the left where the defender literally held his right arm down and he had to try to make a one-handed catch. Probably should have been pass interference again. And incompletion number three, he was open on that crossing route and there was a human body on the ground that he tripped over, taking away a completion. So
only be tripping over bodies.
He could have had an easily six for over 102 touchdowns, but instead, it turns out three for 69 to score. I don't think you can force it to him too much because what he did, his presence, he caught three passes, but DeShone Kizer was only through eight incompletions on the day, 20 of 28, and numbers should have been better than that. We know that, obviously, but I think you let him open things up for other people. You take what they give you, but when there's a 50-50 opportunity, you give him the chance to make a play.
Very, very true. I think that because you're still needing so much talent in the wide receiver position, I think it's made things a little easier for Corey Coleman. He admitted as such yesterday on the Cleveland Browns preview show. I think that in a lot of ways that when you're able to do some things with Josh Gordon, it's going to open up some other avenues. So I do think that maybe you do have to force the issue a little bit. It's the guy is talented enough that they know you're throwing to 12 and he's still able to make plays.
Yeah.
So that needs to be understood, and I think that Hugh Jackson and his coaching staff understands that there are guys that they are so talented in the league that you know they're going to throw it to him. You just have to eliminate the amount of times. You go back to week one against Antonio Brown. You knew Antonio Brown was going to get the ball a heap and helping at times. You just needed to eliminate the amount of times or the most amount of times he could get it. And still at the end, he ended up costing you in the end because great players make that happen. And for Josh Gordon, I think that's that next step is being able to be counted on in a big moment. That means you got to count on more with DeShone Kizer and be able to count on each other in a big moment and try to get you over the top to a win. Moving forward, John Dorsey, his first full week as a general manager. What do you think so far, friend?
It's been rather eventful. John Dorsey, certainly a different style.
Been a busy week. Yes, it has.
He's made a lot of moves, obviously, getting rid of Kenny Britt, which he said was a very easy decision to do. In my mind, you look at, you know, John Dorsey's style, and I think it is very Cleveland in the sense that he's going to come in. He tells a lot of what he sees as truths. He doesn't hold back. I think he has a very much more of a open, honest, blue-collar feel to him, which I think will play very well in this town. And now John Dorsey needs to go out there and get the players that turn this thing around.
Yeah, there's honest the way he sees it. I almost kind of see him as a Mike Zimmer-type character as a general manager, where there's going to be a lot of plain speak, and there's going to be a lot of times where this is what this situation is, and the truth is what is going to set this football team free, and getting better is what's going to make everybody happier in the long run. And if that means that some tough decisions need to be made, then so be it. And he said that one of the tough decisions that seemed to be a tough decision for a lot of folks about Kenny Britt certainly was an easy decision for him moving forward there. So that's sometimes where you rely on vets, but you rely on the wrong vet. And I think John Dorsey obviously saw that when he first got here and decided to remove that situation and then try to move on as a football team. We know that as we talk right now, he's grinding over in the office trying to get ready for some things. So he is a guy who is trying to get this thing turned around the best way that he can. He'll look at that quarterback position, obviously. DeShone Kizer, three games left. How do you grow with this young rookie and try to get off of 2017 into the offseason, on the right foot, friend.
Listen, I think DeShone Kizer has improved exponentially. His three best games have come in the last 5 weeks. He had his best game now against the Green Bay Packers. This will be a real test for him to see. But, I mean, you go back and watch anybody who's done their preparation and has gone back and watched Baltimore in week two. DeShone Kizer that was in week two and the DeShone Kizer that just played against the Green Bay Packers and the Cincinnati Bengals are completely different quarterbacks. Completely different. Yeah. Even the guy that played against the Chargers, a completely different quarterback. So
yes. He's
made a ton of progress. Has he done enough that makes you say we're good at the quarterback position? No. And I'm as big a DeShone Kizer supporter as there is. I really think he has the opportunity to develop into something very, very good in the NFL. But for DeShone Kizer, what it's great about it, and I love when John Dorsey, who was on Cleveland Browns Daily, said, look, he's got a few mechanical things to work on, but impressed with his toughness, impressed with his development and his growth. And those are the facts. And if he can clean up those mechanical things that make him more consistent with his accuracy, he's got a real chance to be very, very good in the NFL. However, the Browns are going to explore all their options. Could it be a trade for Alex Smith? Could it be bringing in Kirk Cousins? I don't know if you think Kirk Cousins is going to be any more available now than you did prior. And I don't know if you noticed that DeShone Kizer looked a heck of a lot better than Kirk Cousins in L.A. in back-to-back weeks these last two games against the Chargers.
That's not what people want me to believe for whatever reason.
Nonetheless, why? What do you mean?
Well, because I had it out earlier today about Kirk Cousins on another radio station.
Positive
or
negative.
Show.
Right.
Even though it's the same radio station.
Positive or negative?
I'm used to Sundays. What?
What were you saying?
Oh, well, it's not a negative. I know he's a talented quarterback, but, okay, what I keep hearing about Kirk Cousins is that, and this is almost going around the league, but whatever, is I keep hearing about, well, you know, he's got these guys off the street. He's got these offensive linemen.
This 21-year-old's playing with dudes off the street.
And I say, boo, who? When I pay you that much, and well, I know it's not my money. I understand that. And you have a ton of money under the cap. Uh-huh, I know. But when I pay you like that, there is an expectation when I pay you like that. And that means that if you're going to be among the top quarterbacks in the league, then that means you need to be among the top quarterbacks in the league, and you need to get over that. What is the biggest – you're about to play the Ravens. What is the biggest knock on Joe Flacco? Not going back to the postseason and being paid a ton of money that is commensurate with what his talent gives him. And I keep seeing the same thing with Kirk Cousins. I keep seeing the stats. The stats are great. And then I look up at the scoreboard, and they're getting blown out against the Chargers in games that they need. In a division that is much weaker than we thought it was going to be. I'm frustrated by the question in the myth of this. Because if I'm Washington and I'm still Dan Snyder, it's time to knock off this silliness. See what this football team is. Get Kirk Cousins down on contract for a long period of time and move forward. But if I'm looking at everybody else, guys are free agents for a reason. Why wasn't he able to get over the hump with Washington? Am I selling myself on a bill of goods? Am I not thinking clearly enough to look at a quarterback at the top spot or near the top spot of the NFL draft?
No, I think you're exactly right on it. I think for the Browns, you know, they're going to go one
That's
of
my
two
frustration.
Ways.
It's
no, totally. I don't know that you can say definitively Kirk Cousins will elevate everybody around him. Does he make this team better than it currently is right now? Yeah, but he should be better than a 21-year-old quarterback who's been playing with mostly practice squad receivers until the last few weeks. That's not a surprise. He should be better. However, is he on that level? I don't know. That's going to be a very difficult evaluation. But I think for the Browns, you need to get somebody in here who's won games in the NFL, a veteran. You don't need the top-level guy, but you could bring in somebody low-level. If Kizer lights it up the last three games, maybe that means you bring in a guy like an Alex Smith level as a steward. If not, you can bring in a mid-level guy, draft a Chosen Rosen, a Mayfield, a Darnold, whatever their fancy is, whoever the best player available is in their mind, and move on. But clearly, you've got to do something at that quarterback position. And I still fully believe DeShone Kizer. I haven't seen a quarterback in my 5 years being here that's improved over the course of the season like DeShone Kizer has.
Well, I don't want
that encourages me.
I don't want to give up on him, but if you think you can go bigger, go bigger.
Absolutely.
I
why not?
It's a new general manager. You got to think in a different way. That's how this league goes with a lot of these guys. Well, we've already answered a question about Kirk Cousins, so we'll preview a little bit of the Ravens. Also, we'll give some of the fantasy, some people in their semifinals, and we'll continue to go around the league. It's Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura.
Cheerful. Is
the huge hat. You're in a much better mood than when you started off.
It's called acting.
No, the PFF.
Acting.
The PFF.
Brilliant.
Oh, he was upset, folks.
Well, because it wasn't about a PFF thing.
It takes 20 seconds to get to commercial, and this is the first
time. It's a real stat.
In 14 weeks. You see, never mind. Anyway, you're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals.
Negative grade.
Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
My house has a new blow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Dustin. Right now, buy one window, get one free. 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. Plus, get a pair of tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve at the Q, courtesy of Universal Windows Direct. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Prepare for the next chapter.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour.
What you mean to do? What you mean to do?
July 17th, First Energy Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. New album Reputation available everywhere. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Creepy critters that give you the jitters and carpet sitters galore. Crawly spiders and ankle biters, well, you won't see them no more.
Just say,
stop bugging me, your time is through. Varmint Guard is coming for you, they make critters go away. Stop bugging me.
Say buenos noches, all you roaches.
Varmint Guard, 1-800-793-8169. The proud protector of First Energy Stadium.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their job, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available in liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Got the coach coming up in a bit. Also sit down with Browns defensive lineman Larry Ogunjobi, having himself a nice maiden campaign in the NFL. But Nathan, first, let's get everybody their stats in fantasy football, or at least some of the guys to look at in fantasy football this week, because it is, what, the semifinals for a lot of folks out there?
Yeah, in many leagues, it is the semis. Here are three people to start for you this week. Sunday Night Delight, Dak Prescott against the Oakland Raiders. He's thrown for multiple scores in back-to-back games. The Raiders are allowing the highest opposing quarterback rating in the NFL. They have just two interceptions all season long while allowing 20 passing touchdowns. Six of the last nine quarterbacks to face the Raiders have completed over 70% of their passes. Prescott should have a very nice day. At running back, I love what Kenyon Drake has done since taking over in Miami. He's been a top 12 fantasy back in four of the six games since Jay Ajayi was traded. Coming off of a monster performance against the Patriots on Monday night, in which he rushed for 114 yards, added 79 receiving for 193 total. He's rushed for 100 yards in back-to-back games and has produced 140 or more total yards and scored in four of the last five games. Think about this. Over the last seven games, running backs are averaging 27 FanDuel points per week against the Buffalo Bills. That is tops in the NFL. Four runners have topped 22 points themselves in the last six games. Wide receiver Michael Thomas has at least eight targets in every game but one this year and has at least five catches in eight straight games. Thomas has scored in back-to-back weeks, has at least 90 yards or scored four of the last five, and the opposing number one has at least 80 or a touchdown in eight straight games against the Jets, averaging seven catches for 129 yards and a touchdown over the last 3 weeks. If you need a Brown, Josh Gordon, obviously the guy to go to. Here's one that I found fascinating about the Baltimore Ravens. No receiver touchdowns allowed in the last four games, period. In fact, they've only allowed five passing touchdowns since week number seven. However, Josh Gordon takes on a Ravens team that over the last 4 weeks has allowed number one receivers to post 30 catches for 554 yards. And I know Antonio Brown had 200 of those, but two other guys have been over 100 yards, and Marvin Jones, the low man in that group, 90 yards. So no opposing number one below 90 yards against the Ravens in four straight.
Where do you find these
stats? Not from Pro Football Focus.
My goodness. That is
from my own diligence that is due.
From the captain's cupboard.
That's right.
That's sensational. Let's go around the league. First, who's the more elite quarterback right now, Joe Flacco or Kirk Cousins? I don't mean to re-ask the question about Kirk Cousins, but, you know, it's
no,
pretty provocative.
I mean, it's an interesting question. More
it
elite
is.
Right now, I would say
as of right now,
Cousins is more prolific. Does that make him more elite? I don't know. Resume-wise, Joe Flacco is more elite. I would say, can I answer this question in a trick way? I don't think either one of them is an elite quarterback.
But who's more elite? Who's better?
If you're not elite, who's better?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to take Kirk Cousins.
Ooh.
He's a little bit better of a thrower of the football.
Heavens to Betsy. I'm going to agree with you, actually. I'm going to say Kirk Cousins as well. No, because I like Kirk Cousins. I'm more frustrated with the question. Why are they not winning? Well, their offensive line's bad. Well, that's not a great excuse for a guy who's supposed to be a franchise quarterback. Are your expectations higher for the Packers or the Eagles in these final three games of the regular season and possibly beyond? Packers or Eagles? What do you got?
My expectations have to be higher for the Packers in the final three games. I don't know if that means enough for them, just because it's Aaron Rodgers versus Nick Foles. Like, I just don't know. I don't care who's around them. You're going to have a hard time getting me to bet on Nick Foles over Aaron Rodgers. Is that wrong?
Well, one's got a better defense. I'll take the Eagles.
Certainly
a
better defense.
So you got that, but you know, one is Aaron Rodgers on a hurt wing. I'll still take Aaron Rodgers on the hurt wing. I'll still say the Packers. Because I think that they can get in with the wild card. The Eagles are already in. I just don't know what the Eagles are going to do. I think they've clinched themselves a first-round exit after Carson Wentz gets injured there. Fact or fiction, the winner of Sunday's Pittsburgh-New England game will be the team representing the AFC in the Super Bowl.
I'll say fiction. I think they have to play one more time with much higher stakes. And I don't think it's necessarily a fact. I could see Pittsburgh winning this game and then playing at home in the playoffs and the Patriots beating them going Super Bowl. I could see the Patriots winning this game, the Steelers going to Foxborough and seeing the Steelers beat them. I think it's one of those situations where, yeah, they're going to play twice before the season's over. Only one of those games is going to matter, and it's the one that happens in the AFC Championship.
Do you believe any of this balderdash about Tom Brady and being down in Miami and this beginning to be the end? Because I think he's always played poorly in Miami, so I really don't use that as any sort of a measuring stick against Father Time when he's playing against him.
There's a part of me, and I know that it sounds crazy, but they're so good as an organization. There's a part of me that thinks, like, they wanted to lose that game. That it was just, let's remember that we're fallible. We're not infallible, young man, and that we're going to need
to. Must be crazy to be that good that when you lose games, you lose them on purpose.
I mean, it just.
I'm sure people believe that. I guarantee
you. I said there's
you.
A part of me. I didn't say it was all of me, but I did say it was a part of me that believes that. You know, they seem to lose a game towards the end of the year every single year, and then they get hot again and they go on a tear. Now, could it be? Yes, but I mean, people said, don't forget, Brady was done after that game against Kansas City, I believe on a Monday night,
yep,
2 years
Jimmy
ago.
Jimmy Garoppolo came in, looked good in garbage time.
And they were talking about should they bench him, and Brady laughed at him, and they went on, I don't know, to win the Super Bowl that year. No big deal.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's just what Tom Brady does. That's the way it works. Yeah. So I say that I don't know if this one matters just because I think they'll meet in the AFC Championship game, and history shows that the New England Patriots beat the brakes off the Pittsburgh Steelers in that game. Carson Wentz done for the year. Who's the next best candidate for the MVP next to Tom Brady?
I think it's going to depend on how things play out, but I'm going to go with Russell Bustle Hustle Man Muscle Wilson out there in Seattle, former love of Bill Simmons. I think he's carrying
not
that team.
Brown?
He's carrying that team. No, I'm not going to say Antonio Brown.
Okay. All right.
He's impressive. Don't get me wrong. But Ben Roethlisberger is also impressive. Le'Veon Bell is also impressive. Does Antonio Brown get it done without Le'Veon Bell? Does Ben without Ben?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, you got to have somebody who can throw the ball to you.
That so, offense, yeah. Would it be as good? No, but Juju Smith-Schuster has stepped up without him. No, whereas if you take Russell Wilson off of the Seahawks, they are done. And to me, most valuable means most irreplaceable in some sense. And I think Russell Wilson would be completely irreplaceable. But he's going to have to get it done. And this is a big game.
You know what? You're right.
Big game
you're
against
right.
the Rams.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they're dropping like flies on the defense. You got Michael Bennett acting like a goofball. He's got to be able to circle the wagons. I agree with you. I think that Russell Wilson is the guy who's the next best MVP other than Carson Wentz. Because, man, it looked like Carson Wentz had it about wrapped up at the end of the season until he ended up getting hurt against the L.A. Rams back last week. With the NFL Saturday game starting this weekend, should the NFL consider moving their Thursday night game to a Saturday night each week for the entire season, even if it does conflict with Saturday night college games? I think it's a bad move for ratings.
Absolutely.
I do not think it's a good move for ratings.
That's a hard no.
Those 8 p.m. college games
are the big games.
Good games.
And people
yes.
want those games. That's tradition. That's what Saturdays are for. Saturdays are for college football. I think they could, if they want to, I don't know if it'd be good for ratings, throw it on a Friday night, you know? But then you got
Friday,
high school football.
Yeah,
I don't know.
High school games on a Friday
you're into
night.
It.
I don't know.
I like the Saturday night game this week, though. I think it's a great idea.
Well, yeah, it's a good idea because there's no college game anymore. You had the Army-Navy game last week, and now there's no real college.
I just don't think you should go.
Some bowl games starting today or on Saturday, so you got that going for you. You know, Jim Donovan's going to be watching. Jim watches every bowl game. He tries to make an effort to watch every single bowl game, and they start on Saturday.
Why? He likes them.
It's fun. He likes them. He's a fan.
He's a fan.
Jim is a true football fan and a master of the guys who come out of college. The man knows it. Few play-by-play men know it. Jim knows it. So he will be watching these college games and these bowl games there. So he'll understand. But, yeah, if it comes down to some of the bowl games, I'll click into some of the bowl games. I'm going to watch the NFL game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will watch the NFL game.
I think it's a good idea. Is this a plan that's being talked about? Or is this just floated out by
our executive producer,
Jason Kipps?
What do you do if you play two? I don't know if you can really schedule it that way. Because you've done two Monday night games before. Can you do two Monday night games throughout the whole season?
No.
I'm just wondering.
You lose the East Coast.
We still got the West Coast, though.
It's an East Coast bias, brother.
All I'm saying.
It's out there.
No, wait a minute here.
I'm from the West Coast. I'm from California. There is an East Coast bias.
Do you think there's an East Coast bias?
Of course.
Really? Why?
Because most of the country, everybody sees the stuff that happens on the East Coast. And that's wherever the news starts in the morning. Everything starts earlier there on the day. And then the news, you know what I mean? You wake up on the East Coast, people are still sleeping on the West Coast. You go to bed. How many people are staying up to watch the 10:30 USC Oregon stuff?
I am.
Some people are, but a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just you're not exposed to the same audience. Everybody watches that 8 o'clock Eastern primetime game. Everybody's watching that.
Yeah, they're watching that. Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Okay, I won't throw that one in there. Okay, so...
But no, it's a horrible idea.
Well, what do you want on Thursday?
I think what they need to do is take away one preseason game, expand the regular season by a week, and give, not in terms of number of games that are played,
all right.
Just take away a preseason game, three preseason games, use that extra week now so that each team can have two byes and you always get a bye after a Thursday game.
Very nicely done. Well done. I like that. All right. The great Nathan's girl. Thinking outside the box and finding a way to make money for everybody.
Or maybe a buy before the Thursday game. I haven't
either way. You still find a way to make money for everybody because you don't want
to
move sponsorships in television.
Before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's another thing that people bring up. Well, you can get an 8-game playoff. Yeah. Well, if I'm Cola Company A and I've been very successful sponsoring Bowl A, you're going to have to find me something that's going to offer me the same type of return here. And wow, just 8 games.
Ken, if you were a cola company, which cola company would you be?
Well, answer that question off air, friend.
It's called a teaser for nobody but me.
Well, I'm sorry. Ain't going to give away what I can sell, friend. That's the way that one works. Coming up next, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Nathan. Who is it brought to you by?
It is brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Coach, coming up next, it's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, it's Riz for Northeast Factory Direct. If you need new furniture to get your home ready to entertain for the holidays, you got to hear this. There are now a bunch of items, sofas, recliners, solid wood kitchen tables, mattresses, and more that Alex is buying by the hundreds, stocking them in his warehouses so they're in stock and you can get them right away. Whether you want to pick it up yourself or have them delivered to you, you can. Buy your holiday party, West 140th in Cleveland, Lakeland Boulevard in Euclid, or northeastfactorydirect.com.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experiences preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
Hi, gang. Riz here, and the holidays are a stressful time for everybody. Be a great time for you to try Joby's all-natural bee pollen. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins, all in free-range bee pollen. 7 month supply, $99. Comes with a money-back guarantee. 877-300-5632. 877-300-5632. Help yourself this holiday season and try Joby's. All the information you need is at Joby's.com, and happy holidays.
Hey guys, holiday season is upon us and I have the perfect gift. It's a gift to Spa West, of course, a gift for that special person in your life. Family members, friends, co-workers, and yeah, even your boss. Give them a relaxing facial, massage, or a full day of pampering. Gift certificates can be purchased instantly online at SpaWest.com or call 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake. A season special, gift cards up to 20% bonus. You heard that right, a season special on gift cards up to 20% bonus. Spa West in Westlake. We'll see you there.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Was that a little too early?
No.
All right, we're good.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Hey, Cleveland. Mike Golic here with Trey Wingo.
Turn into Golic and Wingo weekday mornings at 6 on ESPN Cleveland.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Agabria, Ken Carman alongside of Nate. Your Ravens on the docket for Sunday afternoon. 1 p.m. They come in 7-6. Fighting for a spot in the NFL playoffs, one of a dozen teams. So just like what Shannon Sharp said years ago, you're one of a dozen, you're special. And they come into this game with a huge chip on their shoulder. They had a good win going, and they lost it on the road in Pittsburgh. Usually those night games, Joe Flacco shines. Didn't go that way. They lost that lead, and now a lot of questions about this Ravens football team coming in, where that defense, they can play mean, but they've also been Jekyll and Hyde. Ben Roethlisberger, 506 yards back on Sunday night, and earlier this season, 44 points given up to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Nathan Zagura.
Yeah, and that was in the London game, and I think we'll look back at that as much more of an aberration. This is a defense.
The London game.
This defense has been very, very good. In fact, as I said earlier on the show, since week 7, they've allowed 5 passing touchdowns. They have 11 interceptions. They lead the league with 20 interceptions. But it was shocking.
Felt like we were about to play Guess the Stats.
38-39. I thought that was a shocker. I mean, Flacco, 20-35, 269 and 2. Really, what's interesting about this Ravens team now is the defense has been very solid. You're right about the aberrations there in this game and then in London when they just got the doors blown off by the Jags. But how about Alex Collins? Comes out of nowhere. The guy's a fan of Riverdance. He comes out. He scored a touchdown.
Excuse me.
Yeah. You didn't know this?
No.
Oh, he's a,
did he start doing it? I didn't.
He does
see this.
It. He does it, and he did it to help train with his agility. He kind of liked it,
Michael
and then
Flatley, be still his heart.
Yeah, Alex. There was a feature on him before one of their games about there was a kid who was getting bullied because he also enjoyed river dancing, and Alex Collins brought him onto the field and hung out
Wait
with him.
Wait a minute, who doesn't like river Riverdance.
I don't know. People can be bullies about Riverdancing, apparently, which is sad. No more bullying. Stop bullying.
Okay, well, number one, stop bullying. Number two, if you haven't seen Riverdance, I mean, come on. That's on you, because Riverdance is breathtaking.
He says that Irish dancing is the secret to his football success, and he has met with kids who have been bullies, become one of the guys, and Irish dancing has made him an elusive runner. He's scored a touchdown in four straight games, Ken.
Four straight games. Michael Flatley couldn't do that himself, and that is the Lord of the Dance. And with that, we welcome in the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, who joins us on the show.
That's
right
a transition.
Now, Hugh Jackson on the Coach's Show tonight. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, we go back. We might want to go back against Green Bay, but let's look forward against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Home finale, another opportunity to get a win. The offense played better throughout the game against Green Bay. How do you replicate that against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday?
Well, I think what we have to do is just continue to do what we've been doing over the last about 3 weeks, but do it even better. You know, obviously this is a very good defensive football team we're playing. They're very talented in a lot of different areas, and we just got to be very consistent and give ourselves every chance to win this game.
Coach, let me just ask you from a strategy standpoint. When this Ravens team, since week seven, they've only allowed five touchdowns. They have 11 interceptions. They've been pretty much lights out. And then you go and they give up 39 points to the Steelers, who throw for 500 yards. And I realize Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell aren't going to magically drop on this roster. But is that a game that you really like to study because you see a team have success against a defense that has not allowed much success recently?
Oh, absolutely. You know, obviously you look at all the different plays that was in that game, and obviously Pittsburgh made quite a few, and Baltimore made some too. But obviously we know this team pretty well. We just got to make sure we do a great job on our end of taking care of the football and executing our offense to the best of our ability.
Coach, Isaiah Crowell has been running very well of late, over 100 yards last week, season high. You know, getting this ground game going, something you talked about before the season, it took a little while, but is this a different rushing attack of the Browns than the one you took to Baltimore back in week two?
Oh, absolutely. I think that game earlier, that was a line trying to learn each other, trying to learn to play with each other, communicate with each other, and we just wasn't where we are now. Obviously, we should be better now. It's later in the season, but at the same time, I think our guys understand, you know, it doesn't matter really who we play, that we have the ability, if we do our job to the best of our ability, to run the ball on anybody in the National Football League.
Coach, this Ravens team, speaking of running the ball, we were talking about Alex Collins and how good he's been lately, a fan of Irish dancing, which he credits for his success and his elusiveness. When you watch him on tape, what kind of back do you see?
Well, I see the fact that when you first look at him, he's not very big in stature, but, boy, he plays the game big. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's able to use speed into the hole and outside of the hole. The guy has good vision, and he has the ability to put the ball in the end zone. So he's going to be a tremendous challenge for us.
Coach, Mike Wallace is the guy that over the last couple of weeks has been their leading receiver. He's got 180 yards, averaging over 20 yards a catch the last 2 weeks. You know, the Browns have done a good job of not allowing the deep ball over the head, but at some point, you know, you watch that second half of the Green Bay game, how do you balance the desire to keep people in front of you, but also making sure that it's not so easy that they can get 8 yards a play?
Well, we don't want the ball to go over our head because those things lead to huge plays in the National Football League, and that says when that does happen, you have a better chance to score. So, no, we don't want the ball going over our heads. But we also have to limit the consistency of the quarterback to put the ball in front of us, too. I mean, we got to make some of those bang-bang plays when we can and make sure we can pop the ball up in the air, and hopefully it falls into our hand. But I don't disagree with you. We got to make sure that we are stopping guys when we have a chance to get them on the ground.
Coach, DeShone Kizer, 3 touchdowns, over 70% completion. Both of those career highs, form career high in quarterback rating. You know, was that his best game? And what have you guys, when you watch the tape back, what was kind of the discussion like this week?
Well, I think it was really about, you know, watching him play consistently and watching him complete a lot of balls. The guy completed 20 of 28. And I think when we looked at it, there was probably another 5 that we know we should have had as well. So you got to make those plays, too, because those plays give you a chance to win games, especially big games. But we also got to still limit the opportunities for the other team to take the ball away from us. So he gets it. There was a couple there that, boy, we wish we had back. And but I do see the growth in him from week one to where we are today. This is a different quarterback.
Coach, walk me through the final play and the one that was that ended up being obviously that very unfortunate interception on offense. And take me inside the mindset that you have. If he sees, you know, and he said Rashard Higgins, but if he had, let's say he had seen Isaiah Crowell streaking, where to the point where, all right, if he just gets the ball to him, they win the game, but it's a 50-50, the ball's going to get off. How do you kind of make that judgment in the second for a team that doesn't have a win yet, knowing that, look, if I could just get this ball forward, we win the game here? Obviously, he didn't, and we know what happened. But, you know, I feel like that's such an interesting decision that has to be made in a split second. How have you guys talked about that last play, what he saw, what his thought process was, and what ultimately happened?
Well, obviously, we were trying to get the ball to Josh, you know, and obviously I think Green Bay did a better job than anticipating of getting Josh off his spot. But I think Sean knew better than he was starting to go through some more pressure. And to me, that's when the instinct is to have your watch pressure. That's what changed you. Someone out of the practice would have had to tell you this ball was closer to you than maybe you anticipated. So now it's about being team protecting, is doing everything you can. And if there's a play to be made that's very natural and it feels good, I get that. But if it's one where you feel like you got to do something totally different that your body's not used to, because your body's going to tell you, your feet are going to tell you, then you got to throw that ball away and live for another day.
Coach, we thank you very much for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, joining us on the show. Coming up next, Browns defensive lineman Larry Ogunjobi, brought to you by Papa John's for the Papa John's Player Spotlight. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, it's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Nothing like driving to the Browns game with my favorite girl in my favorite new ride.
What's that?
My new Ford Escape Titanium, leather-trimmed front bucket seats, 10-speaker audio system, hands-free liftgate.
No, what's in those bags?
Oh, these are tailgate and breakfast, hash browns, pancakes with brown sugar.
And what's in that brown paper bag?
These are especially for you.
Oh, brownies! My favorite!
Here we go, brownies! Here we go!
Woof, woof!
Ford, proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert, starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Prepare for the next chapter.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour. July 17th, First Energy Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. New album Reputation. Available everywhere. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Memories. They're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and 8 more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. It's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here. I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back at Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura, the Hugh Jackson Show, all across University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Joining us tonight on the show, a guy who Brian Baldinger likes, the former NFL vet. He just watches your tape every single week and gives all these highlights about Larry Ogunjobi, who joins us on the show tonight. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First off, what's it like going through your first year here in the NFL?
It's been different, but it's been a blessing to be able to come out here and, you know, kind of live out this dream that so many people have. And, you know, you come to work every day and it doesn't really feel like a job. It's just what you do, is what you're passionate about. So I'm really glad to be in this position.
You played for the Charlotte 49ers. That's a 12-game season. You'll be in game 14. Is there such thing as a rookie wall for you?
I'm trying not to hit it. I've done a really good job of trying to, you know, take care of my body and stay on top of things. I've learned from, you know, some of the older guys and the guys that I trained with before I got here. Just to, the biggest thing is that not only is accountability, but availability. So you have to make sure that you're available to play. And that comes with taking care of your body and doing all the little minute things. So I think I've done a good job, but yes, I am feeling it. So, I mean, it's just, you continue to take care of that rest, that recovery, and all those things. I think the rest will take care of itself.
Charlotte is an FCS school. Was it always that way when you got there?
So Charlotte, first 2 years.
Or FBS, I should say.
So the first 2 years, we were FCS. So we played, I think it was 12 games or 11 games, and we played in the independent conference. We played teams like Charleston Southern, Gardner Webb, teams like that. And then after 2 years, we bumped up to FBS and went to Conference USA. We played teams like Middle Tennessee and Western Kentucky and UAB and teams like that. So,
you guys had a couple of, and I paid attention the best way I could through my Phil Steele handbook. You had a couple of upsets this year. This is your rookie year. Were you able to keep up with them?
Kind of. I mean, it was a rough season for them just because, you know, all of the starters had left, you know, because with my senior class, since we were the first class, like a lot of guys, you know, either got, you know, moved up to the next level or, you know, just stopped playing football. They were finished. And most of the guys who were on the team that were playing were starters. So it was a rebuilding year for them. And they took some coaching changes, I want to say. I read up a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But the system and the building has been shaken up a little bit. Hopefully they can get that thing turned around.
How have you been going through, you mentioned your first year, how you been going through physically and dealing with just the day-to-day grind of being in the NFL?
I think my biggest thing is just being able to take it one day at a time. You know, you get kind of flustered and you kind of think that, you know, I got to do this, and it has to be right now. But I've learned my biggest thing has probably been just patience and understanding. I got to trust my own process. And in order to be the best that I want to be, you know, it takes time. And there's things that I do have to learn through experience. So I just, you know, go about it day after day and just try to be better than I was the day before.
I mentioned Brian Baldinger. Mike Mayock loved you coming out of the draft. Had you as one of his highest-ranked defensive linemen. What is it about your technique? Why do these guys, who certainly know more about football than guys like me, why do they like you so much?
I don't know. I mean, I just every day is I'm in competition with myself, and I want to be the best and the best that I can be, and I want to look up and, you know, see what that looks like. So every day, you know, I'm critiquing myself and trying to find ways that I can get better and, you know, improve my game, not only to help myself, but to help my team and try to help us find ways to win. So I don't know. I just, you know, try to be the best I can be each and every day. And I'm glad that they like what they see. And I'm just going to continue to put out, you know, good film by God's grace and just keep getting better.
What was the toughest offensive line you gone against?
That's a hard one.
You're thinking.
Just because I've been the same way in college, where I kind of look at everybody the same and not really try to get caught up in what they do. It's more about what I do and my game plan and my scheme. But, I mean, I think everybody's been pretty solid. I mean, there's not been one that, like, whoa, like, I felt, like, overwhelmed. But, I mean, we played some good teams, so.
How much you bench?
Bench? Like, 4-something.
That a lot to you?
Not really. I mean, there's guys who bench, like, 500 and something. So, I mean, I feel like I'm up there. But
you're a bigger dude.
Yeah. I'm a squatter.
How much you squat?
Like 685.
My dear goodness gracious. That's a lot? How long you been squatting 685?
Since my, probably say right around my junior, senior year.
Is that rep or max?
Max, I would have to say. I don't want to lie and be like, yeah, I'm repping that, but you never know.
You can say whatever. This is a radio.
That's true.
I tell people I'm thin every day. They believe it. See? I understand that. Now, you're born in Jersey, but you grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina. I know about Greensboro because of the Greensboro Coliseum, because of pro wrestling. That's about the most I know. Tell me about Greensboro.
It's a nice area. It's really progressive now since I've left. You know, they've built roads and they've done a whole bunch of different things as far as like the infrastructure of the city. But I spent most of my time, like I said, in Charlotte, just because that's where I went to college at, and that's kind of where I really got my own bearings. So,
are you going back to Charlotte during the off season?
Yeah, I got to see my family and coaches and stuff like that.
What do you think of Chris Tabor?
Great guy.
He is a great guy, isn't he?
Great guy, great coach.
See, I had to say something because I knew he'd walk out the door if I said his name. What's your goals for the last three games of the season, Larry?
To just finish strong. You know, you talked about the rookie wall and everything. I'm trying to make sure that I finish as strong as possible because I've always been a strong believer. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And, I mean, you're only as good as your last game. So I just want to make sure I continue to get better and keep improving to be the best I can be.
What does Larry Ogunjobi do for fun?
For fun? I play piano.
You play the piano? When did you learn that?
I learned my sophomore year of high school off of YouTube.
You learned it off of YouTube?
Yeah. I learned a lot of stuff off YouTube.
What else have you learned?
The drums, how to fix computers. Just like minute stuff. A lot of free time.
I wish we had a piano on us right now. I'd have you play something because I don't know how to do any of that. Is it true if you learn how to play piano, you can play anything after that?
Kinda. Just because I think it depends on how you learn. Like if you're a guy who can hear music and kind of just follow the rhythm, then yeah. But if you're a guy who kind of has to read music and know where the A, the B, the C, the D, the E, the minors, the majors, all those kind of things, it might be a little different for you.
Well, you're learning the NFL. Are you learning anything new during this off season then?
Probably how to get to the quarterback more. But other than that, I mean, I'm just going to be continuing to train and get better and all those kind of things.
Larry, thank you for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Yes, thank you very much.
Larry Ogunjobi in the player spotlight. When we come back, we'll preview what's coming up against the Ravens and tell you stock up and step up. It's Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zgura. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Brands, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days or for a prize value over $600 once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit the prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland is not responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNClevelandContests.com.
If you've ever dreamed of having a career in media, now is the time to make your dreams a reality. Media careers are in high demand, and the Ohio Media School is an accredited school that can train you and prepare you in just 8 months. At OMS, you will receive hands-on training from real industry pros that share their experiences and skills with you while you learn. Even start working on your own TV, radio, or online production. Call OMS now, 216-242-4342. That's 216-242-4342.
Guys, want to know what she really fantasizes about? Sure, a new car with a red bow would be nice, but what she really wants is total comfort. Make her dreams come true with new Fantasy Fleece pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. Save Christmas Day with a sumptuous touch of smooth stretch fleece that glides with every move. She'll love the flirty lace-up neckline and warm hood, designed to keep you looking while she keeps out the cold. With super soft fantasy fleece pajamas from Pajamagram, you can turn holiday disaster into happily ever after. Visit Pajamagram.com today and give her the one fantasy she really wants. The coziest Christmas ever. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
No! No, you're not. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
The Really Big Show, weekdays at 9 on ESPN Cleveland.
Back at Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zgura, the Hugh Jackson Show, all across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Nathan, time for Stock Up and Step Up as we get sent for the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Whose stock is up? Who needs a step up?
I'm going to go stock up Isaiah Crowell. Ooh. Coming off of his best game
up.
Of the season.
That 121
yards. 121
yards.
Been over 90 now in three of the last five games, and the Browns are going to need him against this Baltimore Ravens team. My step up is going to be everything associated with the pass defense of the Cleveland Browns. You cannot continue to give up quarterback ratings of over 100. You cannot allow people to throw over. The Browns don't have an interception in five games. They've given up 12 passing touchdowns during that span. They've got to do better. Quarterback rating allowed on the season, second worst in the NFL, over 100. You allowed Brett Hundley to go 27 of 33 against you in the second half of a game in which you had a 14-point lead. You can't let that happen. I don't know if it's the cushion. We know that our corners are playing 2 yards off the line of scrimmage more than any other corners in the National Football League, and maybe they got to tighten it up, but the whole pass defense, the whole operation on that side, pass rushers need to do a better job getting to the quarterback. On the back end, you need to do a better job of covering. I mean, last time we faced the Ravens, Ben Watson, 8 catches for 91 yards. Ken, guess the stats. How many more yards is that more than he's had in any other game this year? He had 91 against the Browns. How many more is that than he had in any other game this year?
35.
48 more. His highest is 43 outside of that game. Pass defense, step up.
All right, I'll agree with you on that. I say the whole entire secondary needs to step up, and they need to stop doing some silly things, like some of the, not pass interference, that's going to happen. I don't want it to happen, but some of the personal fouls, remember what happened with Davante Adams last week and some things like that, got to hem that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, my stock up, guys, I tell you, I know that I like to pick the guys that I get to interview. Larry Ogunjobi's right there. You know what? Let me give Carl Nassib a stock up. I thought that he played a little bit better this last week. I'll give him some credit there. I'll let Carl Nassib have a little bit of shine. I'll say that he's a stock up player as we get set for Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Remember, it all starts off 9 a.m. Browns game day. Gerard Cherry and I, Matt Wilhelm joins us at 10. Monfrere will be on with us to take us inside the numbers. Also, the Cleveland Browns kickoff show at 11 with kickoff from First Energy Stadium between the Ravens and your Cleveland Browns at 1 p.m. And thanks to our producer, Meredith Kane, for executive producer Jason Gibbs and Nathan Zagura, we thank you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
How beautiful is Cree LED lighting? Crisp. Brilliant. As gorgeous as the timbre of my voice. My voluptuous voice. Feel it filling your ears, giving shape and sweet meaning to the ordinary. You can't buy my voice. But you can buy Cree LED lighting. Cree, light a better way. Learn more at Cree.com.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-4545. That's 800-461-4545. 800-461-4545. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. We've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. The Really Big Show. Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. Weekday mornings at 9. ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.